Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has so many wonderful things to say to his people. God is good. And as we draw near to the Lord, he always takes advantage of every opportunity and draw near to us. Getting to know God is key. Those who desire a relationship with the Lord, a dialogue relationship where they talk back and forth. You talk to the Lord, he talks to you. It is possible. It's supposed to be in place. It's supposed to be normal for God to be able to talk to his people and his people respond. It's all about love. The more you love God, the more you're going to desire the things of God. Now, I've watched how many people have done things, and sometimes people don't want the fullness of God in their life because they're afraid they'll have to do something. And they feel reluctant to be in ministry. If they draw near to the Lord might call them to the ministry or something. But remember, we are designed to do God's will. The word said, let your light shine. Allow it to shine. You don't have to make it shine. You don't have to go to school and learn how to have light to shine. Because you believed on Jesus Christ, you partook of the love of God, and all you're doing is cherishing that love. And because you cherish his love, you're going to relay his love. In other words, because God loved you, that love is so bundled up inside you, you want to share it. The love of God motivates you to want to do something good. And because you're washed in the blood, you believed on Jesus Christ, he gave you a new heart, a new spirit. Old things have passed away and all things have become brand new. So with that, you got light. To the world, you are noticeably different. The word says we're a peculiar people. There are Christian people who got saved and they believe on Jesus and they try to go around their friends and blend in, and they can't. Their friends know there's something different because the lights are on. You're the same person. You have the same memory. You're able to make the same choices. Whatever you know, your identity is intact. And God didn't steal your identity. He just gave you a new spirit, man. And with that, you have new desires. You have new abilities. And if you take time and draw near to the Lord, the Lord is going to draw from the deep wells in your heart. There are treasures in you. There are creative abilities God has given. And when you put the word in your heart, all those things are activated. They become activated over time. Some things faster than others. But being designed to live forever, whatever occasion you're going to come into in the grand future, you'll be prepared. You'll be the creative abilities that's in you will help you then, just like the things that's in you now. There are situations that you have a chance to activate them. And we talked about that in another broadcast. Everything hinges on the way you love God. The way you love man is the way you love God. The way you love God is identical to how you love man. So we let our light shine. We allow it to shine. And just don't stop it. Don't try to blend in. Be who you are. Operate according to the wisdom of God and the love of God and the counsel of God. Don't be embarrassed because God has given you light. Your light will help other people live. The influence that will have you to hide the light comes from Satan. He's the one that's afraid of your light. He's afraid of your light. He's afraid of your abilities. He's afraid of your love, your kindness. He's afraid of your light shining, period. And that ability came from God, and I love him. As we go forward, drawing near to him, good things happen. And we grow from glory to glory, and we have abilities that the Lord has provided us with. And we help other people know that God is good, and then they cherish God too. And they operate according to the love of God, the living love of God. But when people are in the dark, they can't tell what to judge. Some people don't know that Jesus died for them. They don't realize that he died for them and paid the cost for their salvation. Now, no other God can die for a person because they're all made of sin. All the other gods and views of men they're no good. They can't get you out of the trouble we're in. They just can't do it. They can't get us out of trouble. Jesus got us out of all our trouble. And through Christ, he can forgive us of all of our sin. Because Jesus conquered death, hell, and the grave for us. We can't go to hell and stay. Hell can't lock us in because we believed on Jesus Christ that his blood washed away our sin. So hell won't work. And then our bodies, though if we die before the Lord's return, we get buried. But the grave can't hold our bodies because at the rapture, the dead in Christ rise first. On the rapture, there'll be no Christians in the grave. Anybody that was a Christian that went to heaven, they'll return and get that body, and it'll be brand new, just like the heart. And when we see Jesus face to face, we'll see him as he is, and our mind will be renewed, purified. And we still have to choose the ways of God as our own, but we will because we're in him. If you can win in this side of heaven, you're going to definitely win once you go to heaven. But people will be able to learn and grow and develop. Many things you're going to understand when you see him face to face. You'll see what's wrong with what's wrong and what's right with what's right. And so you'll also see what's wrong with what's wrong and what's right with what's right as you draw near to the Lord and love. The more you love God and the more determined you are to learn, the more you're going to understand. And the Lord's going to help you. See, the Spirit of God guides us out of bankruptcy, spiritual bankruptcy. Spiritual bankruptcy is when you can't pay the debt you owe and you can't thrive in life and you're barely surviving if that. But the Spirit of God, He's connected to the deep things of God, and He will reveal God to you in every way you operate in your faith, in every way you ask. If you mean it, if you're determined to do the things of God, the Holy Spirit has much to work with, and he can help you do very well in life. I know what I'm saying because it works. There are those who follow God and those who see him as who see him. They see his character. They see his kindness. They see his judgment calls, his wisdom in the Word of God. And they align their judging abilities to God's. They align themselves with the Lord. They seek to be like him. Just like a child seeks to be like their parents. In love. It's all about love. The way we grow, when you grow in him, your abilities increase. And that's good. And it's not a competition. Sometimes people try to act like they're not drawing near to the Lord to keep from embarrassing somebody who's not. I wouldn't do that either. It's important to let your light shine around everybody. Because everybody has a soul and everybody has to make the decision of life. Everybody got to decide for themselves to choose the way of life and resist the way of darkness. Satan deals with darkness. People can't see in the dark. That's when Satan can fool people. If they're not around the light and they don't experience the light of God's word, they can be easy prey for ripoff. The enemy can swindle them out of the kingdom of God, and that's not necessary. We need to know him. We need to understand his word. We need to have a plan in place to thrive in life. And we do that by drawing near to the Lord and watching the Lord draw near to us. Hearing what he has to say when he does draw near to us. And only then can we really reach people. And the Lord's return is very, very soon. It's like I say in almost every broadcast now. He said his return is imminent. Be ready. Tell my people to be ready that they be not left. Because God's not going to ignore his word and acts of rebellion. If it's a real act of rebellion, then God wants to stop it. And he'd rather stop it before it gets worse. It's important to hear and receive and understand all the wonderful things God is saying to us. He's not going to stop. He's going to continue forward, blessing those that love him, those that want to know him, those that seek him to find him. God's got answers. He's got light. He's got courage. He's got faith. Whatever you need, he's got it. And whatever you want, got that too. So you can't get in a situation that God can't help you out of. You have to take him at his word. You have to live according to the wisdom and love of God. And all that do, they'll have no regrets. God is going to be good. You're going to enjoy learning from the Lord. I like to see people learn God's ways and heal in life from the inside out. I like to see people move by the Holy Spirit. Not just dancing and shouting, but loving and living. That's just as much a move of God as all the dancing and shouting and the gifts of the Spirit in operation. We need to know him and what he can do. We go forward in the things of God. We learn all kinds of things from the Lord. Things that many people don't learn. This is why in these broadcasts I talk about sometimes you have to avoid the influence of others when it don't line up with what God, with the word of God or what God is revealing to you on the inside. Now, the Lord, even though people may not know the revelation that you receive from the Lord, they can still help you, because by the anointing, the Holy Spirit can cause people to say whatever it is you need. If the Lord tell you something and give you a dream and it's fantastic, which most of the times it is, and most people don't relate to it. And now, if you have rapport with people, they're more apt to give it a chance. There are many men and women of God. Many people know that this is a prophet of God, a man of God, and they're trusted because people have rapport with them. They've heard a minister before. They've been blessed by their ministry. But somebody that's unknown, they don't know you. That doesn't mean they have respect to person. They're just being cautious. Now, sometimes the word of God is detectable. It's detectably true. And people need to take heed no matter who it comes from. That's just the way it is. And some people struggle to do that. But when you have a heart for and full of love and you have a desire for the knowledge of God, the things that's revealed by God is detectable. And you have an inner knowledge that is right. You have a witness with you called the Holy Spirit that bears witness to the truth of God's word when he hears it. So the Lord is he's good and he's wonderful. He makes no mistakes. As you learn to follow God, as you learn to trust his word and not the word of men, you grow, especially as you act on it and do it. And when people don't have the revelation, they don't always say amen to it. They ponder it. Now, the Holy Spirit still bears witness to it because it's true. But some people depend on having on those that they have rapport with, and they want to make sure that it's the word of God. Now, Paul ran into this. He preached a message, and the Bereans heard it. Now, the word said they were more noble because they searched the scriptures to make sure that everything Paul told them was true. And they were even honored by the Holy Spirit. Now, there's a lot of things that voices down the pipe. People talk, you know, there's all kind of voices on the path of life, on every road, wherever you go, there are many voices. There are many opinions. But as you're growing from glory to glory, you're going to be able to receive greater and greater truths. And if you can receive more of God's word, it's wise for God to teach you more of his word. Because that word is going to help somebody. It's going to help people. And it will put you in a condition to be a blessing to many people. And that's what it's all about. Helping people receive more light. So that they'll stop being tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine. Remember, everything sounds good. Every lie, everything sounds good from a certain point of view. If you're angry, while you're angry, and somebody says something against the person you're angry at, it's more convenient to believe the person that's lying against the person that you're angry with. And it'll sound good. Because you already want revenge. You want something to happen to them. You want them to be punished for what they did to you. But it's not God's way. God is trying to save everybody possible. Because once people get saved, they're just like you. They're dear to God. Jesus didn't die for some of the people. He died for everybody. But the divider is whether people will believe or not. Those that won't believe, they will work against the knowledge of God because they chose to stay in error and they've adopted sin as their way of life. Now, God loves us all and he cares about us all very deeply, and he wants us to go forward, only forward. I want you to go forward. God wants you to go forward. And there are people in your path that's going to be tremendously blessed. Because you've laid down your life and you've taken time to learn God's word so that you can be a blessing. And that's what we do. That's our purpose. The word says, let the strong bear the infirmities of the weak. And that's good. Now watch this. What happens to the weak after you bear their infirmities? They grow. And they become anointed people just like you and me. And they say things that's going to not only help others, but they might even come back and help you out. And I love it. It doesn't bother me when someone younger or from another country or somebody that people didn't esteem highly, when they say a word from the Lord, I thank God for that word and the person that said it. Because some things I know I wouldn't have learned from God unless I heard it from the person that said it. Some things I heard them preach at the right time, and they said things that made the difference. And some things I've learned because of what other people said, and I just happened to hear it, and it was of the Holy Ghost, and it helped me grow. It helps me understand and receive more of God's word. The enemy depends on pride, lust, and greed. If you can avoid those three things and cling to the love of God, your eye will be single and you'll grow in every way of life. But when people make decisions out of pride, lust, or greed, that's the world system. That's the monster. That's the destructor that needs to be destroyed. And God has a plan for you. And he reveals that plan. And as he does, it's going to work and you're going to love it. The Lord is, he's gracious to give us his knowledge and wisdom. That his knowledge and wisdom helps us prosper in every category, in every way of life. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus is our Lord. And the capabilities that he places in you are great.